Holding on, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the 10th line. Mishnah said, Kol Sheyeshle Matirin, anything, any kind of korban that has something that makes it mutter, bein la'odam, bein la'mizbeach, whether it makes it mutter for a person to eat, such as that it makes the meat of the korban or the flour by a mincha or whatever, able to be eaten, bein la'mizbeach, or that it's matter, the next thing to be done on a mizbeach, such as bringing the emurim, chayav v'nala mishum pigel, then such a thing, there is a person is chayav kardis for eating if that korban became pigel. As opposed to, we said in the Mishnah, we had a whole list of things where there's no matter because they go on the mizbeach, they're not matter anything else, they themselves are the matter, and therefore, so therefore the kardis for pigel wouldn't apply to them. So now let's work out how we know this is one. Turn it up, bottom, we learn in a brisa. Now, the beginning of the Braisa is talking about where the beginning of the Braisa talks about how we know that that pigle applies to all korbanos. You would think maybe it applies only to a shlomim. So you have a pasuk that says, you have a pasuk in Parshas Emor, v'yinozru mikodshei b'nei Yisrael, that the kohenim, when they're tamei, should keep away from the kodshim of the Jewish people. Further on, in a few lines, the Gemara is going to bring how there's gzeira shavas over here, that this teaches us about the concept of pigle. So now the Braisa continues. Oy enim maybe ela kayotzik b'shlomim. So then maybe in that case, if we're learning from gzeira shava to say that it applies to the other korbanos as well, maybe still there has to be korbanos that are exactly like shlomim, namely mashlomim yichodim ne'cholim l'shnei yom v'layla echad. What's special about a shlomim that they can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between? Afkol ne'chol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. So maybe the same thing would apply only to korbanos that are eaten for 2 days and a night. So you would include b'chor, you would include ma'aser. How do we know that it also includes korbanos that are eaten for a day and a night, chatos, osham, toida, etc. Tamadlaima mibsar. Therefore, the pasuk says, in a different pasuk, mibsar zevach shlamav, where it says mibsar means kol shish yorin ne'acholin. Anytime that the leftover meat is eaten, then it's subject to the dinim of pigle. Mishoshim discussed the question that why we can't just learn from the Gzeira Shava that in fact it would apply to all the korbanos. Why does the Gemara think that maybe it would apply only to korbanos that are similar to shlomim? So there's a couple of possibilities. One of them, in it, the Gemara is going to go on to say anyway that it applies to all the korbanos. But a couple of different points in that regard. Maybe we would have thought that Bechor is not at all similar to Shlomim, and therefore it shouldn't be included, and therefore at least we start with, okay, maybe it should be included, but maybe only ones like Bechor, which at least have that in common, but nothing else. Another point as well is that you wouldn't know the concept that we learned before as far as Pigel, that you need Korvus Kol Matira, that you need that all of the Matirin were offered before the korban is officially pigle on a person as chayav kares. You would think maybe that only applies to kodshin kalim, not to kodshin kodshin. In any case, no, it says mibsar, so the same rules apply to all korbanos where some parts of it are eaten. All right, oyla shein shiaren nechol minayin. What about an oyla where nothing of it is eaten? How do we know the concept of pigle applies to it? Tamad lomah zevach. Therefore, the pasuk says mibsar, and then it says zevach. So zevach includes any korban that's shechted, which includes therefore an ola. How do we know that the concept of pigle also applies to brood korbanos, which are not shechted, instead you do malika, or menachos, where there's no shchita at all, there's just kmitza. Ad shani marba loig shemen shamatzora, and in fact we end up being marba everything, including even the log of oil. That a mitzvah brings with his korbanos, as we talked about yesterday, he brings among his korbanos an osham, and together with it he brings a log of oil, some of which is sprinkled, some of which is placed on his ear, thumb, and toe, and the rest is given to the kohenim, and none of that goes on the mizbeach at all. Therefore, the original pasuk that the Braisa had been doushening, which the Gemara hadn't brought the first half of the Braisa over here, the pasuk continues, Asher heim makdishim li, that they make holy to me. So it includes anything that's brought as kodshim is mizbeach, which therefore does end up including that loy shemen as well. Different gear set, the Vilna Gaon brings instead that the correct gear set should be not Eshehem Makdishim Li, but Elah Kadoshim. The pasuk says that if they approach to the Kodshim, then they're Tomei, then they're Chayev Kares, etc. Now, so that's talking about now the context of that pasuk is talking about when the Kohen is Tomei. So how do we know that it also applies to Pigul? So first of all, the Osi Noiser Chilul Chilul Mitumah. The fact that all these things, a person is Chayev, he eats them as Noiser, we learn that by Exeter Shava on the word Chilul, because you have Kias Kodesh Hashem Chilul that it says about Noiser, and here in this pasuk that we're dealing with over here, it also says V'inozu Mikod Shebin Yisrael V'lo Yechalalu. So we have Exeter Shava, therefore that Noiser applies to all these things as well. So an Ola person were to eat a part of it, parts of it outside the time. Chatas, Osham, Shlomim, even the Loig Shem and Shom Lepsoda, all of them, well, Loig Shem doesn't necessarily have a deadline, but whatever, the point is, any one of them that has a deadline, person eats it after the time is Chayav Kares. And with the Osi Pigel, oven, we noiser. In turn, then, we have another Gzeder Shava, by noiser, it says, the expression Avoina Tisa, and by Pigul it says the same Avoichla Avoina Yisa, and by Pigul it also says Avoina Tisa. So you have a Zera Shava on that word Avon, that the same thing applies to Pigul. So all of those things are in fact subject to the Dinim of Pigul. Tosfos points out a couple of things in this regard. First of all, here the Braisa has had to go through a lot of limudim to learn that the concept of pigul and of noiser applies to all the korbanos. There would have been a more straightforward way to do it. We've learned before in the Masechta, and later it mentions it again, that you have the pasuk zos haTorah laOla laMincha laHakas laOsham laMiluim laZevach haShlamim, where you have Shlamim mentioned together with all the other korbanos, and there's a number of dinim that we learn from that hekesh. Here the Gemara could have said the Braisa could have just said it more simply, and then we would need all these details over here, because that attacker includes all the korbanos. Also, Tosfos points out, in the next parak, we're going to have a sugya on the question, in Kodshim, you have a concept called Ein Lamedin Lomid Min Alomid. Many times, you'll have something which you learn with one of the Yudgal Midas, and then you can't learn from that din to another one with that, or different with a different one of the Midas. We're going to have a whole sugya about it from Daf Mem Ches to Daf Nun on that subject. So here, that is exactly what we're doing. We're doing a Gzeder Shava from a Koyan who's Tomei eating Kodshim and applying that to Noiser and then from Noiser to Pigel. So evidently that kind of thing works. So that kind of thing works. It is possible even by Kodshim to learn Din B from A by a Gzeder Shava and then learn C from B by another Gzeder Shava. So, the Braisa says, Ma'achar Chesoy for the Rabbis called Dover. Well, since anyway we're going to be married by everything, since in the end the concept of Pigul applies to everything, not just, as we said, to begin with a Shlomim or anything that's very similar to a Shlomim. Loma Nema Shlomim. So why does the Torah say the word Shlomim after all? And the answer is, Loy Malach. It tells you it does have to be similar to a Shlomim in one way. A shlomim is special, not in that it's 2 days and one night. We said that we're including all kinds of other things that are not like that, even korbanos that are not eaten at all. But a shlomim has matirin bein la'odim bein la'mizbeach. It has something that is matir, that's matir for the person, and something that's matir for the mizbeach. Namely, you sprinkle the blood, now you can offer the emurim on the mizbeach. You offer the emurim, now you can eat the meat. So therefore, ask kosher, yesh lamatun bein la'odim bein la'mizbeach. So you can learn from that what kinds of korbanos are subject to pigul, anything which has a matir for the person or for the mizbeach. So therefore, for example, an ola, once you sprinkle the blood, you can burn all of it on the mizbeach. So that we learn, for example, the same way as shlomim have emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach, so it is with the ola. As far as kodshim that are eaten, that we learn from the meat of the shlomim, where the same thing, where the pasuk is saying that if a person eats the meat when it's pigul, then he's chayav kares. So af kol sheyesh lamatirin bein la'odim bein la'mizbeach chayavan aleihem mishum pigul. So therefore, then that's when a person is chayav for eating it as pigul. So we're not saying that the korban has to be so similar to the shlomim in being 2 days and one night, but we are saying it has to be at least similar to the shlomim in that it has a matir. So now let's go through the list like we did in the Mishnah. So ha'ola, so in the case of an ola, doma matis, psarol mazbeach, ba'ola lakayinim. When you sprinkle the blood of the korban, now the result is that the meat of it can be burnt on the mazbeach, and the skin of it now goes to the kayinim. Before the blood is sprinkled, neither of those things are so. So therefore, there you have an example. An ola is a korban that has a matir, and therefore is subject to people. Ola sa'oif, doma matis, psarol mazbeach. When you have an ola sa'oif, once you sprinkle the blood, then you can burn the body of the korban on the mazbeach. You can't do that before that. And therefore, an ola sa'oif is subject to pigle. Chata sa'oif, gama matas, psarol ha'kayinim. Chata sa'oif, then once you sprinkle the blood, the kayinim can eat the meat. The Gemara is going to point out on Amud Beis what the chiddush of that, because a chata sa'oif is killed with malika. Normally that would make it nevela, but here kayinim are specifically allowed to eat it, as we'll learn on Amud Beis, where we learn that from. Next, ponim and israfim or seirim and israfim. You have the korbanos where the body of the korban is taken outside your shalayim and burnt. So that was dama matar semirim likrav. Once you sprinkle the blood, then it makes it that the emurim can be offered on the mizbeach. So that's also considered a matar. So all of those korbanos, therefore, are subject to pickle. Now, so now, based on all of this, we can exclude the things that were listed in our Mishnah. The koimetz, therefore, a person eats it, he's not going to be chayev for eating pigle, because the koimetz itself doesn't have a matir, it itself is its own matir. It itself is burnt on the mizbeach. That's a levoina, the levoina that goes on a mincha, the same thing. Vakto, we talked about in the Mishnah, according to Rashi, the vote is that they're their own matzer. According to Tosfos, the vote would be because there may not necessarily be a way to eat it without, and still have the korban be kosher, actually. Because if you don't burn the korban on the mizbeach, then anyway, the korban is not kosher. We talked about yesterday that, Tosfos discusses that point at some length, why exactly, or on what grounds exactly are we excluding the koimetz and so forth. Anyway, Vesel Avona, Vak Torah, same thing. Minchas Koinim, the mincha that Koin brings, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Minchas Koin Mashiach, the minchas Chavitin that the Koin Gadol brings every day, same thing. Minchas Nisachim, the minchas Nisachim that comes together with a korban. The Hadom, and the blood, all those things, those don't have a matir, those are their own matir. They get burnt or sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and that's that. So therefore, the Braisa is saying, we learn from the comparison to Shlomim, that the dinim of pigle don't apply to them, in the sense that if a person ate them, he's not chayav koris for eating pigle. Now, in the Mishnah, we had Reb Shimon arguing, and here also in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Mash Shlomim Yechodin Shiyesh Ba'al Mizbeach Achitzen, what is special about Shlomim? Not just the fact that it has a matter, but that the Shlomim, there's parts of it that go on the Mizbeach Achitzen, v'chayov and olav, and therefore a person is chayav kares for eating it when it's pickled. Af kol sheyeshna mizbeach achitzen chayav and olav mishum pigul. So the rule would be anything that's offered on mizbeach achitzen is that a person is chayav kares for eating it when it's pigul. Yotzu parim and israfim seirim and israfim, which therefore excludes the parim and israfim and seirim and israfim hayol she'ein al mizbeach achitzen kishlamim. Since there's some parts of it that go on the mizbeach achitzen, but Reb Shimon is pointing out that the blood of them, rather, that's, we're not talking about any part of it. The blood of them is not sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, it goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, Ein Chayavan Aleim, Ein Chayavan Olam, Mishum Pigul, therefore a person would not be Chayav Koris for eating the korban if it became pigul. So both Tanoim in the Braisa agree, in other words, that we are comparing to Shlomim. The Tanakama is saying just as far as that it has Matirin, and Reb Shimon says it has to be that its blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Okay. So let's analyze that braisa. So we said in the braisa that we would have thought to begin with that since the pasuk mentions shlomim, maybe kayotze b'shlomim, maybe the dinim of pigle apply only to korbanos that are similar to shlomim. Namely that they're eating for 2 days and when one night. So my nihu, so what would we have added by that? Bechor, the nefel, l'shnayim v'layla echad. So we would have thought that all we're adding then is a bechor and maisa behema, which are both eaten for shnayim v'layla echad. So maybe the braisa thought that maybe pigle applies only to them. Tosfos points out, by the way, that in a way, here the Gemara is going to say that the Bechor is the most similar to Shlomim on those grounds. There are other Gemaras that imply that, on the contrary, a Bechor is very dissimilar to a Shlomim because it can't be brought by Neder and Adava. The most, an Ola, for example, in that sense, is a lot closer to a Shlomim because you can bring it voluntarily, an Ola, a Toda, a couple of other Korbanos can be brought voluntarily as opposed to a Bechor. By definition, you have an animal was born as a Bechor, then it's a Bechor. So Tosfos leaves that point open why the Gemara over here is assuming that Bechor is the most similar to Shlomim. The Nitziv gives an answer in his Chidushim that very simple. Here we're focusing on eating the korban, because that's the subject of Pigel, has to do with eating it, and therefore we figure that a korban that's eaten for the same amount of time as a shlomim is the most similar to it. So the question is, b'may osi, but how would you be trying to include, how would you be trying to include b'chor? Iba mamotzinu, are you just doing a simple mamotzinu, you're a simple binyan ab, just like by a shlomim, there's pigul, the same thing, any korban that is like shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night, can become pigul. You can't do that. It's got a mifrach, because you could shlug up that mamotzinu. Mala shlomim shen chunin smicho nesachim or tznuchas chaz v'shoik. A shlomim is special. You have to lean, you have to do smicha on the animal. You have to bring the sachim with it. You have to wave the breast and the thigh and give it to the koyim. None of those things do you have by b'chor or mice or behema, for that matter. So how did the b'raisa even think that we could learn from that we could learn from shlomim to b'chor? Ela me'im he'ochol ye'ochol. Rather, you're going to say that we're going to learn from the fact that the Torah says a double expression of eating. Hey, ochol, ye ochol. So you would say it includes not only the shlomim, but some other kind of korban that's similar to it. The problem with that is, hani trei klolim, smichi ahadodi ninu. The problem with that is that's two klolim, that's one right after another. Hey, ochol and ye ochol both mean any korban that's eaten. So how are you learning? So then you have two klals in a row. There's no rule of the midas shatir and the yeshus behen that two klalim in a row make that you can include other korbanos. The answer is Amar Rava, Kida Amri Ma Rava. So Rava says, or on the side it says here Ravina, it should be, says Kida Amri Ma Rava, like they said in the West in Eretz Yisrael, which the Gemara elsewhere says means Rav Yumiya said this. Kol makom shatamotz shnei klalos. Whenever you find two klolos, one right after the other, like here you have hey ochol and your ochol, hatel prat b'neihem, then imagine as though there was a prat between them, the dunim a klal of prat, and then you can use the rule of klal of prat or klal on them. So the same way we use, even though it says hey ochol your ochol, and there's no prat between, we can say as though there is a prat. And therefore, that allows us to darshan and to include other korbanos. That was what the Brai said. So the part of the Brai that the Gemara had quoted earlier had started by saying that we should suppose that then we can include b'chor by that, but how do we know that it includes other korbanos as well? Nevertheless, Tosfos points out, it's not enough to have that, because again, then we would have said that it has to be very similar to a shlomim, so then mitaka might only include b'chor, or at most, we might include other korbanos that are eaten. We certainly wouldn't have a basis to include the oila, or oifus and menachas, which are not even shechted, or all those other things, so therefore, ultimately, we still needed the words mibsar, and zevach, and asher hein makdishim li, and all that, in order to learn that pigul applies to all of those. So that's how we know, therefore, that so from this braisa is where we know that a korban has to have matirin in order to have the dinim of pigul, is because of the comparison to shlomim. But ultimately, it applies to all korbanos, except the quantity of shimon. It applies only to ones where the blood is sprinkled on a mizbeach hachitza. Okay. Now, we said in the braisa ad shani marba loig shemen shomitzora. So we said that we can even include the loig of oil that the mitzora brings, that would also be subject to the dinim of pigul, if a korban became pigul and somebody ate a kazayas of it. So the Gemara asks, Hamani Reb Meir, now who is this part of the Braisa like? Seems to be like Reb Meir, the Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa. We talked about this yesterday. Loig Shemen Shom Mitzora, Chayavan Alam Shom Pigul, Divir Reb Meir. For the Loig Shemen of the Mitzora, Reb Meir says a person is Chayav if he eats it when he's pigul. And Mesir Sashas, by the way, points out that we had this in our Mishnah. Why is the Gemara quoting it from a Braisa? Maybe in fact, in the Gemara over here, it should be Ditznan rather than Ditanya. The Gemara is not quoting the Mishnah in full. It's shortening what it said. The actual Loshen in the Mishnah, and Gimel Amud Aleph had been Lloyd Shimon Shamatsura, Rab Shimon Omer in Chayavan Alam Shum Pigle, Rab Meir Omer Chayavan Alam Shum Pigle, Shadama Osham Matsiroi. So here the Braisa would just be, where this, here the Gemara would be quoting it just in a shortened form. Anyway, so this part of the Braisa that mentions that the Lloyd Shimon Shamatsura is subject to the Dinim of Pigle has to be appointed a mayor. The problem is, Ema Sefer, but the Braisa had continued, Umoitzani Minchas Nesachim Ba'adam, that we are excluding Minchas Nesachim and blood, where again, there's no matter for them because the Minchas Nesachim itself is just offered on the Mizbeach, and the blood is just sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Now, Asan Rabbanan, that part of the Braisa seems to be like the Chachamim against their mayor. Detania, where niske behema chayovan aleim shum pigul, when it comes to the nesachim that come with an animal korban, with various types of animal korban, we said before, it doesn't come with a bechor. There's a couple of other korbanas that don't come with nesachim, but then there are a few oila shlomim toida that do. Anyway. So niske behema chayovan aleim shum pigul, a person is chayev if he eats them when the korban became pigul, because once you sprinkle the blood of the korban, now it becomes mutter to offer the nesachim. Give it a mayor. According to the mayor, the nesachim are subject to pigul, and yet the braisa before had said that they're not. So the Chum answered back to him, it's not really that the blood of the korban when it's sprinkled makes the nesachim able to be offered on the mizbeach. After all, a person can bring his korban today and bring his nesachim much later, even 10 days later. Doesn't literally necessarily mean 10 days; it just means sometime later. So you see that the nesachim are sort of an independent thing, and they're not really directly connected with the korban. Amalahem, so the mayor answers them, you're right. Fine, I'm talking about only when they come together with the korban, then they would be subject to pigul. I agree. If a person brought his minchas nesachim separately from his korban, then you're right. Pigul won't apply to them. Anyway, the point is, the braisa before. So first it said that we're including Lloyd Shimon Shomotzarda, that was appointed a mayor. In our Mishnah, Reb Shimon had disagreed with that and said that it's not subject to pigul. But here we're saying, as far as in the Sachim, though, that they're not subject to pigul now. And those two things are interdependent. Both of them, the Lord Shemin Shamatsara and the Nesachim, both of them, you have the same point that they can be brought by themselves. So the Mishnah mentioned the same point. Nesachim aboin b'fnei atzman divrei meir, b'chomem ach aboinam abheima. Even if they're brought together with the animal, they're still not subject to pigul because they could have been brought separately. And the Lord Shemin Shamatsara, you have the same thing. Reb Shimon says you're not chayev for pigul. Rav Meir says he is because it goes together with the Oshem, and you have the same kind of thing. If the Lord Shemin is brought separately, then Rav Meir would agree, as he said. And if the Nesachim are brought separately, then Rav Meir would agree they're not subject to pigul. But here, when the Braisa is saying the Lord Shemin pigul applies, but the Nesachim not, so who is it like? The answer is Amar Rav Yosef Hamani Rebbe. The answer is our the Braisa that we quoted before would be like Rebbe. He says that the Lloyd Shemin, it's true, it's not directly tied with the Osham, because it's possible to bring the Lloyd Shemin days later, but it does have a matter, namely that you have to sprinkle, you have to do seven, the Kohen has to take the oil and do seven sprinklings of it in the direction of the Heichel. And only after that does he go and apply it to the Mitzvah's ear, thumb, and toe, etc. So he says, matnois of shorolei, doing the matonis, the seven sprinklings of the oil, is what makes it mutter. As we're going to quote in a second what Rebbe says on the subject. The matnois of shorolei, well, since it has matonis that make it mutter to do the next step, matnois of mafaglele, then therefore Rebbe would say that also the matonis are enough to make it that now it could be subject to people. The Tanya. As we learn in a braisa, Lloyd Shemin Shamatsara Moilin Bayad Shiyizrik Adam, when it comes to this Lloyd Shemin, Me'ilah applies to it. Me'ilah, of course, applies to all, to pretty much all Kodshim. But generally speaking, with any Korban, you have a point beyond which Me'ilah doesn't apply, because you have a concept that Gemara mentions elsewhere. You never have something where the mitzvah has been accomplished and Me'ilah would still apply. So with every Korban, there comes a point when the mitzvah of that Korban has been accomplished and therefore Me'ilah, and therefore the issue of Me'ilah goes away. In the case of the Lloyd Shemin, The Braisa says, Molin Bayachi Yizrikadan, Me'ilah applies to it until the blood of a korban is sprinkled, of the Osham that goes together with it, Nizrikadam, Loinanin Vloimolin, once the blood of the korban was sprinkled, you're still not allowed to have Hana from it until the korban is completed, but Me'ilah wouldn't apply anymore. Rashi explains, it would be Midrabanan until you do the sprinklings of the oil, then you can't use it, but Midaraisa already, at that point, once the blood of the Osham, once the blood of the Osham has been sprinkled, then the oil becomes mutter, midaraisa, for the Kohenim, and therefore Me'ilah is not relevant to it anymore. Another rule with Me'ilah is, once something becomes mutter for the Kohenim or the owners to eat, then Me'ilah is not, then it's not subject to Me'ilah anymore, because by definition, Me'ilah means that it's off limits. So this Braisa, the Tana Kama of this Braisa holds that once the blood of the Osham has been sprinkled, then midaraisa, the oil is already available for the Kohenim to eat, even if he didn't do the seven sprinklings. So only midrabanan are you not allowed to have anah from it. There was a different point, the Rambam holds it would still be also to eat daraisa. The loinanin would mean that you're still not allowed to eat it on a daraisa level until you do the seven sprinklings, etc. In any case, the point is that so that's the Tanakama. Rebbe Omer Molin actually Yitzin Machnosev. Rebbe says it is still fully subject to Me'ilah until you do the seven sprinklings. Rashi points out afterward the next thing is the Kohen puts the oil on the Mitzvah's ear, thumb, and toe, and on his head. But that for sure is not ma'akev because at that point that's not Surah Gavoya. That's not something that's being done specifically for Hashem. That's just being done in order to be Machshir the Mitzvah. So certainly, once the seven sprinklings have been done, then Me'ilah doesn't apply anymore. But the point is, we see that Rebbe holds that you need the sprinklings in order to make it mutter. Well, therefore, the oil has a matter, the same way as a shlomim, the same way as most korbanos have a matter. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, our braisa before that said that the loig shemen shamatzera is subject to pigle, but that the minchas nesachem is not, would be appointed Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that the loik shemen does have a matir, and therefore it follows the usual rules that anything that has a matir is subject to pigul. However, the Gemara says, Amruah kamed Rabbi Yumiya. They said over the statement of Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yumiya, Omar, and Rabbi Yumiya says, Gavra rabak Rabbi Yosef leimek yichom milsa. How could such a great person, a great Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Yosef, say such a thing and say that there's a comparison over here, and because Rebbe holds that Me'ilah, that the loig shemen is subject to Me'ilah, therefore it should also be subject to pigul. Hare loig habobifnei atzmoi. Consider the case where the loig shemen is brought by itself, where again he brought his osham, and then later on he brings the lug. Everybody agrees at that point it's the matonis, the seven sprinklings of the oil, that make it mutter, because now you certainly can't say that the blood of the korban makes it mutter anymore, because it's not being brought on the same day as the korban. It may not have even been designated yet. So you may not have even bought the lug of oil and designated it for this purpose yet. So there's no question that the seven matonis are what make the kohenim able to eat the rest of it. The loin the faglin lay, and yet it's not subject to pigle. Because, as we said before, as Gemara is going to explain further now, that Rameyer himself agrees that if a loin shemen shomatzorah is brought by itself, then it's not subject to pigle, because again, it has no matter. The Tanya, loig shemen shamatzer chayavin ala mashum pigol. When it comes to the loig shemen, the person would be chayav if he ate it when it's pigol. If nesha dam matiroi lebahonus, because sprinkling the blood of the korban makes it now you can do the next stage, that now you can take the oil and put it on the matzer's ear, thumb, and toe. So, this is the case where you have, it makes it mutter to do the sprinklings as well, but, the sprinklings, at least you could argue, are not being done on the Mizbeach, Rashi explains, when would you have higgle would only be something that involves either a person eating or the Mizbeach eating, and here the sprinklings are not either a person or the Mizbeach eating it. So therefore, you can't say that. So therefore, it wouldn't be right to say that the blood that's sprinkling the blood of the korban now makes it mutter to do the sprinklings of the oil. That's true, but that wouldn't be a reason to make that the oil could be subject to pigul. The reason is rather because now at this point we can start putting it on the ear, thumb, and toe. So that at least is considered maybe more closer to eating, in the sense that the Gemara elsewhere says sicha kashia, smearing oil on the skin, is sort of the equivalent of drinking. So therefore, so you could say that at that point, a certain kind of eating of the oil, a certain kind of consumption of the oil is mutter. Anyway, give it a mayor, that's what a mayor says. Omruloy, but the Chum say, Omruloy, the mayor. The Chum say, wait, v'halay odem mevi ashrami achshav v'lug mikan v'ad asara yamim, but he can bring his osham now and he can bring the lug much later. So therefore, so they're not necessarily so tied together that you should say that the blood of the osham is materit. So Omalahem, so he's Omalahem. So the mayor answers, you're right. Afani Bayamarti, Ella Boy Ma'osham. You know what? When I'm saying that the dinim of pigul applied to the oil is only when it comes with the osham, and then I would say they're tied together, and as soon as the blood of the osham is sprinkled, then the oil becomes mutter for the next stage, so therefore we can say it has a matter. So we see clearly that the mayor agrees that where it's brought by itself, then it's not subject to pigul. So what are you telling me? According to Rebbe, we're saying because the sprinkling is a matir, and therefore it should be subject to pigul. We see that therefore he says it's not subject to me'ila, and it is subject to pigul. We see those two things don't necessarily go together. So back to the question, the Braisa on Amud Aleph, that said that pigul does apply to the lug shemen, but it does not apply to minchas nesachen. Who is that like? The mayor would say, if those are brought with the korban, then both of them are subject to the dinim of pigul, and if they're brought separately, then neither one of them are. And the chachamim hold that the flaw, whether they're brought separately or together, then they're never subject to pigul. So Ella Amr Rabbi Yemi Ella Olam Rabbi Meir. He, in fact, the Braisa is like Rabbi Meir. Usmi Mikan Nesachim. You have to delete Nesachim from it. You're right. According to Rabbi Meir, the Lloyd Shemin is subject to pigul. But the Nesachim, when you have the list at the end of the Braisa that says things that are not where a person is not chayav poris for eating them when they're pigul, you're going to have to delete Nesachim from there. Amr Abaya, but Abaya says no. La Olam Lloyd Tismi. No, you don't have to delete the word Nesachim. Because the Tana is talking about two different cases. The Tana loiga boi ma'osham. In the ratio, we're talking about when the loig shemen is brought together with the osham, where the mayor says that therefore it is subject to pigul. And you can derive from that, yes, the same thing would apply to nesachim that come together with the korban. Then the Braisa says, v'hodr toner, then later on, when it has the list at the end of things that are not subject to pigul, nesachim aboyim b'fnei atzman, it talks about nesachim that are brought by themselves, v'hu adin l'loig habo b'fnei atzman, you're meant to understand that the same thing would apply to the loig if it's brought by itself. So it's not that the Braisa is contrasting the loig and the nesachim, it's rather saying, the loig and the nesachim, if they're brought together with the korban, are subject to pigul, that would be according to the mayor. Versus if either one of them, if it mentions in the Nesachim, and we're meant to understand the same thing with the Loig, if they're brought separately, then they're not subject to pigul, which is, again, like a mayor. Okay. Next, let's do the next, so now let's do the next part of our Mishnah, which is also, we had in the Braisa. Chata sa'oif domer matas psor lakoyenim. We said the chata sa'oif makes, once the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeah, then now the meat is mutter for koyenim to eat. So the Gemara says, minahani mili, how do we know that? I mean, you have to think of it. Again, the bird is killed not with shchita, but rather with malika. How do we know that now it's not nevela and it's also to eat? It never actually says in so many words in the pasuk that the kohen eat the chatas oif. So the answer is the Tony Levi. We know that based on what Levi teaches in a braisa, kol korbanam. Now you have like this. Here the Gemara, the Levi in his braisa is going to be doushing the following pasuk. The pasuk is ze yil chomi kodesh. The pasuk in Parshas Korach. Ze yil chomi kodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. This will be for you, for the kohenim, from the holiest korbanos, from the fire. Kol korbanam, all their korbanos, lachomin chasam, all their minachas, olcho chatosam, olcho hashamim, asher yeshivuli, all their chatois and all their hashamis, which they will give to me. So all of them, Kodesh Kodoshim, who l'chol v'necha, so all of them are Kodesh Kodoshim, for you and your sons, and as the next pasuk continues, you can eat them. So, each phrase in this pasuk is going to talk about a different kind of korban. So kol korbanim, first of all, the rabbis loig shem and shematzara. The word kol korbanim comes to include the loig of oil, which again, the pasuk never spelled out by the matzara. What's done with the oil? It says he does the seven sprinklings. He does the matzora's ear, thumb, and toe, and head. It doesn't say afterwards what he does with the rest of the oil. So now we know from this pasuk, from kol korbanim, that it means it's for the kohenim to eat. They can use it. They can use it in wherever in food you would use oil. The Gemara elsewhere mentions a concoction called a nigroin, for example, which a type of vegetable soup where they would sometimes mix in oil in it, especially if a person has sore throat. So that would be one example. So now, why do we need that? The Gemara interjects. Why do we need that? What's the chiddush in that? Why would we think that it shouldn't be included? Sakrat chaminim in eish kosav rahmana. After all, you would think the pasuk starts by saying min ha'esh, everything that comes from the fire. So fine. A korban where parts of it are burnt in the fire of the mizbeach, then the rest of it is available for the kohenim. But this loig shemen, none of it goes on the fire. V'ha'ilav mosim in eishu, none of this loig shemen goes on the fire. So you would think maybe it's not included, and maybe in fact the kohenim are not entitled to the rest of it. Kamash Malan, therefore you need the words kol korbanim to say otherwise. Tosfos wonders in that case, so why say mina eish and then say kol korbanim in the first place? So the Netziv gives an answer because there's a different drasha that we learned from the words min ha'esh. Namely, you have the Gemara is going to touch on soon about whether a kohen can use these things to be mekadesh a woman. So in fact, there's a drasha from the word min ha'esh that it means that the korbanos are only meant, the parts of the korban are meant to be burnt. The rest of it is meant to be eaten by the kohenim, in the case of kodshe kodshim, that are meant to be eaten by the kohenim, but not to be mekadesh a woman. So therefore, we do actually need the words min ha'esh in the pasuk for that drasha, and then we would have misunderstood that it means that that kohenim are only entitled to things that are min ha'esh, and therefore we need this word kol korbanim to tell us that it includes the loy shemen as well. Okay, next, the pasuk says, l'chol minchasam, all of their menachos. So that means the rabbis minchas oimer, minchas aknos. That comes to include that also the minchas oimer and the mincha of a sota, also the kohenim eat what's left over after the appropriate parts are burnt on the mizbeach. Why? Sakrat hamina, otherwise you would have thought. And the pasuk says, v'ochol oisim asher kupa b'hem. It says the kohenim should eat the korbanos. That kapara will be accomplished with that. The final kapara of the person who brought the korban is accomplished by the kohenim eating it. Kohenim ochlam vaylam eskaprim, as Gemara phrases it elsewhere. So, o minchas oimer lahater asya. Now, the minchas oimer is not really coming for a kapara. It's coming to be matu. Once the oimer is brought, then you can eat chodesh. O minchas knois bavara oven kasya. And minchas knois, the mincha besoita, is also not really meant for kapara. It's meant to establish whether, in fact, she's guilty or innocent, because afterwards, she's going to drink the soda water and the whole thing will go from there. So you would think those are not included in the category of the ochlois and mashakupa b'hem, and maybe in fact the kohenim are not entitled to eat them. Kamashmalan, therefore we have this phrase in the pasuk l'chol min chosam, which tells us that they can eat them, and in fact that they have a mitzvah to. Next, ulchol chatosam, when it says all their chatos, l'rabis chatas oif, that comes to include a chatas oif that the kohenim eat it as well. And like we said before, sakrat chamin, a nevela, you would have thought that the chatas oif is a nevela, and the kohenim should not be allowed to eat it. Therefore, the Torah has to tell us with the words l'chol chatosam, all their chatos, that the kohenim do in fact eat it. There is, by the way, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel, and we read it in that Torah, Parshas Emor, it's the last pasuk of that Torah, that the kohenim are not allowed to eat nevela with shreifa from birds or from animals, and the Gemara mentioned in Menachos that the Chachamim were bothered by that. It sounds like only kohenim are not allowed to eat those. It sounds like Yisraelim are allowed to, but that's against the Torah. So what is Yechezkel saying? That was one of the things they were thinking of actually hiding away, say for Yechezkel, because you have psukim like that, or the psukim that seem to contradict the Torah. Eventually, the Gemara says, Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Gorin worked very hard on it to reconcile all of these things, and he explained that that's exactly the point of the pasuk. The pasuk is not saying kohenim are not allowed to eat nevela, but Yisraelim are. On the contrary, it's saying, given that kohenim have the special heter here to eat a bird that was killed with melitta, which ordinarily would be nevela, but here the Torah is saying to eat it, you would think maybe the whole din of not eating the nevelos or treifas doesn't apply to them, and therefore Yechezkel has to stress that nevertheless it does. So he's not contradicting the Torah, he's clarifying that point. Later in the Masechta, by the way, it talks about, we're going to learn at some length about this whole matter of Malika and what happens in different cases where the korban becomes posel, where basically, yes, the korban becomes posel, and the Kohen eats it, then he is in fact over on eating Nevela, and not only that, he's actually going to become Tomei with a special Tumah that a person has when he swallows a Nivlas Oif Torah. We're going to learn about it in great detail in the sixth Perek of our Masechta Besachem. Onward. The pasuk continued l'chol ashamam, that the Kohenim are entitled to kol ashamam, all of their ashamos. So that means the rabbis Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Metzorda. That comes to include the asham of the Nazir and of Metzorda, that the Kohenim eat the parts that are eat the meat of it. Now, why Sakhdad Chamin al-Hashir Kasu? Because again, you would have thought those korbanos, unlike a regular asham which is coming Hashem Gzelos, Hashem Me'ilos, the rest of them which are coming to be mechaper for an avera. The ones of a Nazir and a Metzora are meant to be machshir them. The Nazir to be able to now eat, to now in the future be able to drink wine and eat grapes and become Tomei Mes and shave his hair. And the Metzora to be able to enter the Beis Hamikdash and eat Kodshim. So they're not fundamentally coming to be mechaper for an Avera. Kamash Mulan, therefore, they say, would have thought, So they're basically coming to be machshir, not for kapara, and therefore, again, maybe they're not included in the rule that Kohenim eat the korbanos. Therefore, the pasuk has to tell us with the words kol hashamam. The Gemara asks, but why do you need Hashem Metzora? It says clearly by the Hashem Metzora, it says that it's like that kachatos ka'osham hu lakoyin, and the pasuk actually says that it goes to the Kohen to eat. Ella, no, what the Braisa means is Rabbis Hashem Nazir ke Hashem Metzora. It means that the Hashem Nazir is like the Hashem Metzora, which it says clearly in the Pasuk, what we do with the Hashem Metzora. Now we say that the words of L'chol Hashamam come to tell us that Hashem Nazir, even though it doesn't specify in the Pasuk otherwise what's done with the Hashem Nazir, the answer is that from this Pasuk, L'chol Hashamam, we learn that the same thing is done with it as with the Hashem Metzora, where it says clearly in the Pasuk. Next, Asher Yashivu. The pasuk continues that they return. That means zeg gezel ager. That comes to include gezel ager. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bamidbar that if a person has money wrongly, whether by stealing, whether by not paying wages, whether by failing to pay back a loan, whatever that belonged to a ger, and the ger dies without children, and he's not considered related to his original blood, to his original birth family, so therefore he has no heirs. So what does the person do when he's ready to do tshuva? He doesn't. There's no heirs to give the money back to. Instead, he goes and gives it to the kohenim who are on duty in the Beis Hamikdash at that time, the mishmer that's on duty, and then he also brings a korban asham. So what are you doing with the gezel ager? This pasuk is telling us that it's one of the 24 matnas kohona. And you would think, again, like Tosfos says, the fact is, it's only things that have something to do with the Mizbeach, maybe, are minus Kohona. This has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, so you wouldn't know. Rashi brings that there was a Gersa in front of him that the Gemara asks, wait, it says clearly in the Pasuk, Lakoyin Lo Yia, so why do we need it? But Rashi says we don't have that. In fact, we don't have that in the printed Gemara in front of us because it's true. There are some of these things it does say elsewhere explicitly in the Torah, but here this is in Parshas Korach. Hashem is re-summarizing all the Matnas Kohona after the whole thing with Korach's Machlokas and everything. Hashem wants to reaffirm that the Kohenim are special and that they get 24 Matnas Kohona, and therefore it does make sense to have them all over here, even if some of them are said elsewhere in Sukkim. The pasuk finishes off l'chahu. The pasuk says it will be kodesh kadoshim l'chahu ulvanecha. So those words l'chahu means shachoyiyah, means it's considered your property. Afilu l'kadosh b'yaseisha, even to the extent of being l'kadosh a woman, it's considered fully his. Rashi says this refers specifically to the gezel ager. It's not necessarily referring to the other ones. Because the other ones, in fact, being parts of korbanos, Yutaka can't necessarily be mekadesh a woman with them. It's actually machloikas in kedushin about kodshim kalim, at least their portions of kodshim kalim, whether they can be mekadesh with. Everybody agrees that their portions of kodshim they can't. In any case, Rashi actually elsewhere explains the other way around. Rashi and Menachos actually explain that it means the other way around. It does mean all of them. So it means, in other words, whichever ones that you do have an opinion there in Kedushin that if a person is Makadish, that's the Kohen in Makadish with his portion of Kodshim, then it is a valid Kedushin. Some of the Foshim talk about why Rashi would be explained differently in different places. The point is, though, that in any case, so we've doubted in this pasuk phrase by phrase, and we see that one of the points in this pasuk is that they do eat the chatas ha'oif, even though it's killed by even though it's killed by malika and not by shechita. The Gemara goes on to talking further about the dinim of klipul. Tanya, Rabbi Lozor, Omer Meshum, Rabbi Yisag, Rabbi Pigo Bedova Anasa Bechutz. If the kohen has in mind when he's doing one of the avoiders, and he's thinking regarding something that is done outside the hayfel, so in the azara pigle, then that's effective, and now the korban becomes pigle. But bedava anasa b'fnim, if he's doing something outside in the azara and having in mind something that he plans to do in the hayfel, loy pigle, then he does not thereby make the korban pigle. Ketzad, what does this mean? If he's standing outside the hayfel, if he's standing in the azara and shechting the korban, and he says, "Harini shechet lahazas midomoi lemocher." If he says, "I'm shechting this korban, having in mind that I'm going to sprinkle," now this is a chatas apnimis, so it's one of the ones where the blood has to be brought into the heichel, and he has in mind that he plans to sprinkle the blood tomorrow lemocher loy pigel. Then with that, he doesn't make the pigel shemachshava b'chutz b'davar anasa b'fnim, because Rabbi Lozer is saying that he's standing outside in the Azara and doing an avoida outside in the Azara and having in mind something that he's going to do b'fnim. And that doesn't work to make it pigle, he says. And vice versa, hoya omid b'fnim, if he was standing inside the heichel, v'omah ha'ini mazeh, and he's saying, now I'm sprinkling the blood of the korban on the parochas and the mzeh hazahav, amanas v'hakto emurim, v'lish v'chshirayim l'mocher, having in mind that I'm going to burn the emurim, will pour out the shirayim tomorrow, also like pigle, then he's also not mafago, because again, it's two different areas. Because shemachshav b'fnim b'davar anas b'chutz, because now he's standing inside and he's having in mind something that he plans to do outside. So Rebbe Lozer, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is saying that Aglili actually may not belong over here. It may just be Rabbi Yossi. Be that as it may, whatever the point is, regular Rabbi Yossi, that is Rabbi Yossi Reb Chalafta. Anyway, the point is that he says that. So here we have like this. We have in our Mishnah, the Chachamim had said that pigle applies to all the korbanos. Reb Shimon had said it doesn't apply to chatoris pnimius because he learns that they have to be like shlomim where the blood is applied specifically on the mizbeach hachitzin. Tosfos earlier in the Masechta learns that Rabbi Lozer is saying basically the same thing as Rabbi Shimon, that pigul does not apply to chatois apnimius. On the other hand, there are other Mefarshim who understand that actually this is a different opinion. He agrees that pigul does apply to chatois apnimius. He's just saying that it would have to be that the thought of chutz manei would be on something that in the same zone, either both outside in the azara or both outside in the or both inside in the heichel, but not that he's thinking doing an avoda in the azara to do something inside the heichel or vice versa. So again, if he was standing outside and having in mind that he plans to do something in the heichel with the sprinkling, then that's not effective for pigle, says Rabbi Lozer, and vice versa, if he's doing the sprinklings in the heichel and having in mind to do something outside, the lemacher, which is chutz l'zmanu, then also he doesn't make the korban pigle, because that's a machshava inside in the heichel about something that he's going to be doing outside in the azara. Aval hoya omid b'chutz, but continues Rabbi Lozer, if he was standing outside of the azara, v'omah harini shoychet lishbich shirayim l'mocher, and he says, I'm shechting the korban, having in mind that I'm going to pour out the shirayim tomorrow, or lahaktu emurim l'mocher, or to burn the emurim tomorrow, pigle, then with that he makes the korban pigle, shazu machshava b'chutz, b'davar nasa b'chutz, because that's a machshava outside with something that takes place outside, and therefore definitely pigle would apply to that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shurban Levi, Maikra, from what posik is Rabbi Lozer learning that distinction? Because the posik says, by the Parakoyin Mashiach, which is one of the Chatoris HaPnimius, the posik says, Kasher Yuram Misho Zevach HaShlomim. The posik describes, it lists all the Emurim that have to be offered on the Mizbeach, and then it says, as is taken off from an ox that's brought for a Korban Shlomim. Now, the question is, what exactly do we need to learn from the case of an ox that's brought as a shlomim? We don't need to learn from that the list of emurim that are brought, because the Torah has listed here by the power of Mashiach, listed all the emurim out explicitly. So what is this pasuk doing us over here? Ella, Makish Parakoyin Mashiach, the show Zevach HaShlamim. It's coming to make a hekish between the Parakoyin Mashiach and an ox that's brought as a Shlamim. Ma show Zevach HaShlamim ad shiyu maisav machshavoisav amazech hachitzen. So just like with a Shlamim, how does it become pigul? Only if the action that he did when he had the thought of chutzesman, it was only the action that he plans to do outside the time. Maisav is the four avodas, one of the four avodas that he does, are all b'chutz, because there's nothing on a shlomim that's done inside the hechel. Umachshavoisav, and what he plans to do, he plans to eat or burn or sprinkle or whatever, is all on the mizbech achitzen, or elsewhere outside the hechel. Af paupa and Mashiach. Therefore, Rabbi Loza learns from that hekesh that the same way, by the paupa and Mashiach, what would make it pigul only if he has in mind when he's outside in the Azara something that when he's doing one of the avodas outside in the Azara, something that he plans to do, something that he plans to do also outside, eating or sprinkling or burning, but not if he's inside the Hechel and planning to do something outside or vice versa. So again, according to Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, this is the same opinion as Reb Shimon, who says that these korbanos are not subject to pigul at all. And again, a different way of understanding it is that's a third opinion. Pigul does apply to these korbanos, but only with that provision that it has to be that the ma'isa and the machshava are in the same zone. So the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav Halacha, Rav Elazar, Shomer Shem Rav Yosi. The Halacha is like Rav Elazar, and therefore that the pigul can only if the action and the machshava are both in the same zone, not in the heichal versus outside it. So the Halacha is like that. The Amar Rava, or on the side over here, it says it should be Rav Yosef, asks. Based on Tosfos further on, why are you passing halacha? Something that's going to be needed only leMoisa Mashiach. When the Mishnah is built, then we'll need to know. Right now, we don't need to know that halacha. Here, we just had yesterday and yesterday's Tanya. The Alter Rebbe had quoted this line to show that La'asid Lava, we will in fact need the halachas of Isra the Heter and Tum of Atara and so forth. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, what's the point of passing this halacha? Omalei Abayas, Abayas says, what's the problem? Elamaatar called Shchitas Kodshim Lo Bisni. By that logic, should we say that we shouldn't learn any of Masechta Zvachim at all? Because Hilchsul Mashiach, because it's all halachas that are not applicable nowadays and are only applicable to Osin Lavoi. No, Ela Jerosh for Kabbal Schar. We have a mitzvah to darshan it, to delve into these dinim, and we get a schar from Hashem for that. The schar being schar mitzvah, etc. But still, because you don't do mitzvahs for schar, but still there is the schar schar mitzvah. In any case, hochanami jerosh for Kabbal Schar. So here also we can say you darshan and you get a reward. So what's the problem with saying that the halacha is like Rav Elazar? Rabbi Yosef answers, Rav or Rabbi Yosef answers, Hachi Kamin Allah. Fine, but what I'm saying is Hilchsa Lamali. Why do we need to say who the halacha is like? Fine, by all means, yes, of course, we should be learning and delving into dinim of Seder Kodshim and then Masech Zvachim, but why do we need to establish who the halacha is like? That's something when Mashiach comes and the Sanhedrin of that time can decide the halacha. Lishnach, you know, Omalei, another version, he tells him, Halacha Kamina. What bothers me is that we're saying that the Halacha is, which nowadays, it's not Noyig, so therefore why are we passing Halacha as if it's Halacha L'maisa when it's not actually L'maisa? An explanation of the difference between the two Lashonas. The first Lashon is, why do we need to say what the Halacha is L'asa L'avoi? And the second version is that when you say halacha kiploini, is mashma that's something that's negeya right now, and therefore we need to pass an halacha right now, but in fact it's not so because right now we don't have korbanos. Now, there is a point, actually, that Amma mentions that we could bring korbanos nowadays, so in principle, maybe this would be applicable nowadays. So, one explanation, the mitzvah eson in the back of the Gemara, explains that that one possibility is that would be only by Ketores, that you can offer Ketores even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So in that case, we're not dealing here with Ketores, we're dealing with other Korbanos, which in fact can't be brought. Now, the Rambam actually says that all Korbanos can be brought when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's further discussion then how does that fit with our Gemara that Rava or Rabbi Yosef is asking Hilchos HaMashiach. Tosfos, by the way, points out that the Gemara often, now there are many places where the Gemara does paskin halacha about things lost lover, but those are always, there's going to be some kind of nafkamina in it for even nowadays. But where you have, where there seems to be no nafkamina for nowadays, then that's where the Gemara asks Hilchos HaMashiach. Another point, Tosfos says it's made specifically Rabbi Yosef holds that you don't paskin Hilchos HaMashiach, the other Chachamim do not have to agree with that. But then Tosfos says another point as well. Here, the whole point is we're talking about pigul. It's an issue to make a korban pigul in the first place. So it's one thing we're wanting to paskin something Hilchos HaMashiach about how we're going to do a mitzvah or something. Sure, by all means, we should paskin that. But here you have, the whole thing is only brought about through doing an issue in the first place. Rabbi Yosef is wondering, is it really appropriate to paskin halacha like that? When in Mashiach's time, the only way that's going to anyway be relevant is through an Issur, and who says even anybody is going to do the Issur at that time, especially as Ruach HaTumah, Avim and Aretz, so nobody may even do that Issur. So why Paskin the Halacha in that regard? Okay, in any case, the Gemara has Paskin Halacha like it, and the Rambam does in fact bring that as Halacha in Hilchos Psalim HaKdoshin, that again, so Pigul does apply to Chatoris HaPnimius, but only if he has in mind doing an Avoida outside in the Azara of something that he plans to do outside, or doing an Avoida inside of something that he plans to do inside, but not across that boundary. If he does, then it's not considered Pigul.